notching as they go. While the countenance of Sun was crossed with a thousand little creases, which the same deceitful time would take delight in smoothing out, and wearing away with the flat part of his scythe, as a preparation of the surface for his deeper operations. Dombey, exulting in the long-looked-for event, jingled and jingled the heavy gold watch-chain that depended from below his trim blue coat, whereof the buttons sparkled phosphorescently in the feeble rays of the distant fire. Sun, with his little fists curled up and clenched, seemed in his feeble way to be squaring at existence for having come upon him so unexpectedly. "The house will once again, Mrs. Dombey," said Mr. Dombey, "be not only in name, but in fact, Dombey and Son." And he added, in a tone of luxurious satisfaction, with his eyes half closed, as if he were reading the name in a device of flowers, and inhaling their fragrance at the same time, "Dombey and Son." The words had such a softening influence that he appended a term of endearment to Mrs. Dombey's name, though not without some hesitation, as being a man but little used to that form of address, and said, "Mrs. Dombey, my dear." A transient flush of faint surprise overspread the sick lady's face as she raised her eyes towards him. "He will be christened Paul, my Mrs. Dombey, of course." She feebly echoed, "Of course," or rather expressed it by the motion of her lips and closed her eyes again. "His father's name, Mrs. Dombey, and his grandfather's. I wish his grandfather were alive this day. There is some inconvenience in the necessity of writing Junior," said Mr. Dombey, making a fictitious autograph on his knee. "But it is merely of a private and personal complexion. It doesn't enter into the correspondence of the house. Its signature remains the same." And again he said, "Dombey and Son," in exactly the same tone as before. Those three words conveyed the one idea of Mr. Dombey's life. The earth was made for Dombey and Son to trade in, and the sun and moon were made to give them light. Rivers and seas were formed to float their ships. Rainbows gave them promise of fair weather. Winds blew for or against their enterprises. Stars and planets circled in their orbits to preserve inviolate a system of which they were the centre. Common abbreviations took new meanings in his eyes and had sole reference to them. AD had no concern with Anno Domini, but stood for Anno Dombei and Son. He had risen, as his father had before him, in the course of life and death, from Son to Dombey, and for nearly 20 years had been the sole representative of the firm. Of those years he had been married 10, married, as some said, to a lady with no heart to give him, whose happiness was in the past, and who was content to bind her broken spirit to the dutiful and meek endurance of the present. Such idle talk was little likely to reach the ears of Mr. Dombey, whom it nearly concerned, and probably no one in the world would have received it with such utter incredulity as he, if it had reached him. Dombey and Son had often dealt in hides, but never in hearts. They left that fancy wear to boys and girls and boarding schools and books. Mr. Dombey would have reasoned that a matrimonial alliance with himself must, in the nature of things, be gratifying and honourable to any woman of common sense, that the hope of giving birth to a new partner in such a house could not fail to awaken a glorious and stirring ambition in the breast of the least ambitious of her sex, that Mrs. Dombey had entered on that social contract of matrimony, almost necessarily part of a genteel and wealthy station, even without reference to the perpetuation of family firms, with her eyes fully open to these advantages, that Mrs. Dombey had had daily practical knowledge of his position in society, that Mrs. Dombey had always sat at the head of his table and done the honours of his house in a remarkably ladylike and becoming manner, that Mrs. Dombey must have been happy, that she couldn't help it. Or, at all events, with one drawback, yes, that he would have allowed.